סימן חס, סעיף יוד גימל. בכל מקום שהאויס נפסל משום חג תויכס, anytime you have a ois that becomes possible due to חג תויכס, אף אם יעבר עליה אחר כך בקולמוס לא מהני. Don't think that you can just be מעביר קולמוס on top of the possible ois and that will make it kosher, because it will not. Says the Lishkas HaSofer in Sifkot Yud Gimel. Yeah, I'm sorry, in Sifkot Yud Beis. Loi mahani, it's not going to help, excuse me, to be maver kulmus. Ayin Magen Avram, Simin Lamed Beis, Sifkot Chofov. Have a look in the Magen Avram, and have a look over there in the Levush HaSirot as well, where they discuss this inyan of being maver kulmus on top of an ois with Chak Teiches. Ayin B'Sefer Get Poshet Simin Kuf Chof Hei, Sifkotin Lamed Gimel. Over there, the Get Poshet is mistapik about this din a little bit, and it seems as though he holds to be machmir in either direction regarding the Havaras Kulmus. So have a look in the Get Poshet over there. Vayin Mashakosim Mirsa Hashem B'Simin Yud. Give a look at what we're going to say later on in Simin Yud Sifkotin Hei Litchoy Zdvarov to knock out the Get Poshet. Gam divrei habeis meir b'ze, loy nehirin lefiyan eis daiti, ayin mashak asavnu b'soif chakira vav. Because over there, the kesas in the chakira, he shlugs up the beis meir who wants to be mekel regarding the issue of havaras kulmus on an ois that was possible. See if you'd dalit. Im notav shaiva echelev aloisius, if shaiva, if wax, falls on top of a letter, afal pisha ein ha'osius nirin, even though the letters are not visible, mikol mokim la'achar sheheisir es ha'shaiva, once v'achelev kosher, once the wax has been removed, the letter is going to be kosher. V'ayin l'kamon simen yud aleph se'if dalet. V'ayin b'zeh mishum chaktoiches, it's not a problem of chaktoiches to remove the wax, why not? The hagam kishehaya aleya and hashayva, because even when the wax was on the letter, v'hachelev loynis batlu ela shehayu mechusim, the letter never became puzzle when it had shayva or chelev on top of it. It merely was a kosher letter that was covered. Memela, when you remove the kisui, excuse me, when you remove the cover, so then the letter is back to where it was and everything is fine. Says the Lishkas HaSofer. Seif Cotton Yud Gimel, Im Notav Shaiva. Besefer Melech Shamayim Klal Vov Chochma Seif Ches, Kosa Vizela Shaini. The Melech Shamayim writes the following. Oser Lizrek Ofer Oichoel Al Hoesios Halachos Konohuk. One is not permitted to throw gold dust or gold glitter, regular dust, I'm sorry. Forget about gold. One is not permitted to throw dust on top of a letter, which they would often do to help dry it out. Amnam afilu achash in estalek achol, but even after you take off the dust or the sand, yeshayim shenifsal mishum chak toiches. There are those that hold that it's still going to be possible because of the psul of chak toiches. Ad kan l'shayne. Bebina sham, in the melech shamayim, in the bina chelak over there, he says, k'sham kasa v'zel l'shayne. Ayin, Shulchan Aruch Siv Gimel. In Simin Lamed Beis Siv Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch over there discusses the case of Afri Zov on top of an ois, Ubeis Yosef Sham. Omnam Beget Poshut, Simin Kuf Chav Hei, Siv Kotten Lamed Zayin Kosav, he says, the Afri Zov Oichoel Haniskarim Mivatlim Ksav HaTachtein. They say that Afri Zov or sand, they are Mivatl Ksav HaTachtein, Valkain, and therefore, af im misalka nachakach meniach b'tzorachian, we said that you could just take it off. But over there, the Get Poshet says that it's not so poshet. Im loim nifsal mishum chak toiches, could be that it's taka psul of chak toiches ayin sham. L'chura hadas noita lahachmir. The Melech HaShemayim says the pashtus is to be machmir. Upshita demidis feika lo yatsonu. And it's poshet that it's zicher asofik ad kan loshna Melech HaShemayim. Now, if you look in the Get Poshet, he says the following. Let's say you throw this dust on the Get, to dry the letters, Tiyesh lahachmir. It seems as though one should be machmir. Mishum de oisai efer mevatel ksava tachta harishain. Because the dust, it is mevatel, the original ksav. V'ki agavne b'sefer teiru tefillin pasal. And if you do such a thing in a sefer teiru tefillin, it's going to be pasal. V'im chazar v'girid ha'afer zav. V'nishiru ha'isiyas k'barishain atzarech iyani havei kosher. If you're going to then go and you're going to take off the afrezov, it's not pasher that it'll be kosher. V'cheinim nafal tipa shaiva al gabayoy. Same thing would be if you have a tipa shaiva, some wax that fell on a letter, v'heisir oisa misham, and you took it off, it's not pasher that it's going to be kosher. V'ayin l'kamon simen memtes yuyin sham adkan l'shaynei. So the get pashut holds that this shaila of having a letter covered either with zov or with wax is a shaila of a psul. Now, hine lehevi klal ki adavar mevur b'shulchan aruch dim heisir as afri zov kosher. Pli atzuma, zogt the lishka. This is a halacha mefureshes in shulchan aruch. And over here, the get pashut, he's not even being mazkir that it's a shaila in shulchan aruch. V'chein lo hevi mashakosim mogen avrom sifkotin chav gimel tibinot av shaiva v'silka kosher, and he doesn't even bring the mogen avrom that if shaiva dripped on a ice that it, and you took it off, it's going to be kosher. How's it shaykh that the get poshet could do such a thing? How could he just say that it's a sofik and din without even bringing a mefurish a mechaber and a mogen avrom? V'yesh l'tmoyal bal melecha shamayim there yor. And it's a plea in his gava on the melech shamayim. Aflofi avanase b'divrei aget poshet. Eich mei niach pshitusai shel hashulchan aruch v'bnei sveke shel aget poshet. How can the melech shamayim say, be maskim to the get poshet, that it's a shayla lahalocha, when it's mefurish in the shulchan aruch that it's okay? The gamal aget poshet, and the get poshet is only mesubik about it. He doesn't even passel it. The gamal aget poshet yesh litmoya. Eich Asa es atzmai ki ilu lo yada lo yasa shulchan aruch lo yasa magen avram. What's going on over here? So this is a plia atzuma, zok the lishka. V'amnam nufi ani astaiti loy ki machsheves bal melech shamayim machsheves bal get poshet. Zok the lishka, I think that the melech shamayim learned wrong pshat in the get poshet. V'loy ola al das bal get poshet lach like ala shulchan aruch bal magen avram. Never dawned on the get poshet to argue on the Shulchan Aruch and the Magen Avraham lesser b'sefer Torah tefillin u'mezuzah sim hefir ha'afruyas v'sashayva ha'afruyas v'sashayva mishum chak teiches. No, the Melech HaShemayim is understanding the Get Poshet. The Get Poshet is saying that these shaylas are shaylas and it's not poshet that you can be mekel, and he just forgot that the Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch and the Magen Avraham said it's okay. That's how the Melech HaShemayim understood the Get Poshet. Says the Melech HaShemayim, says the Lishkas HaSofer, no way. That's not the pshat in the Get Poshet. Ve'en kavanosei ela le'inyan get. The Get Poshet is not talking about stam. The Get Poshet is talking about a get. V'loi mitam chak teiches, and this has nothing to do with chak teiches bichlal. Ela mitam dechsiv v'kosav v'nosan. There's a drosha that Chazal make that v'kosav, you have to write the get v'nosan, you have to give the get. Uba'inan she'loi yiyah mechusar achar haksiva klum. Uba'inyan she'loi yiyah mechusar achar haksiva klum. When the get is given, it has to be given in a fashion where once it's given, it's kosher on the spot. V'kan, but here where the get is going to be given with the offer, the efer on the offer, the offer on top of the oisius or the zov on top of the oisius. So v'kan mechuser achar haksiva havaras hafruyas vashayva. It's not ready to use the get. The get is still missing the removal of the wax or the dust. So a get that's missing the wax or that's missing the removal of the wax or the dust, a shaylof it's kosher bichlal. You'll recall that the Get Poshet at the end of his statement said that look at what we're going to write coming up in Sif Memtes. What does he say in Sif Memtes? Because over there, Itaka talks about this inyan of mechusar, something after the Nesina. So Memela Zokta Lishka, that's the pshat in the Get Poshet. However, v'ayin beget poshet simin kuf chav dalis if cotton memtes, that over there l'chayra it appears not like the pshat that the lishka wants to say. So apparently the Lishka is ending off with a shtikla sofik, because to say that the get pashut forgot a shulchan aruch and a magen avram is very difficult to say. Memela, this pshetel of the kosa v'nosan is a very nice pshat that the Lishka would like to go with, and he has support from the fact that the get pashut brought sifkot and memtes, where he's discussing the issue of the kosa v'nosan. The problem is that the get pashut and simen kuf chavdal sifkot and memtes seems to indicate otherwise. So, ich weiß nicht. Seif tezvav im nidbak. I'm sorry. Lishkas ha-sofer sifkot and yudalit. La'achar sheheisir es ha-shaiva. After the shaiva is taken off, the ice is kosher. V'im ira kein b'shabes ha-biyomtif. If this happened on Shabbos or Yom Tov, that wax dripped on a letter, Shemotzu b'sefer Torah Oisias mechusin b'shayva oy bechelav, im nirin haOisias yikru boy kach. By the way, the shayla used to come up all the time because they didn't have lights. They used to use candles, and the candles would drip. So Mamela, the shayla was very negeya. So again, you have a sefer Torah that the on the sefer Torah Oisias mechusin b'shayva oy bechelav, im nirin haOisias yikru boy kach. If you see the Oisias through the wax, so then you can continue reading in the Sefer Torah. Aval im mechusin kol kach ad she'ein nirin, but if it's so much wax that you can't see through it, hine b'shabes hu b'yomtif osel aser es ha-shaiva v'achelo v'yodoi, on Shabbos you're not allowed to remove the shaiva from the Sefer Torah with your hand. Elem nisyav shu heitev, only if it's totally dry, she'yuchel ha-asiran kel achar yad, because in that case you can get the shaiva off kel achar yad. How are you going to do that? You fold the cloth, you bend the cloth, and the wax will pop off the cloth, so that's mutter to do on Shabbos. But if for whatever reason it's not coming off, if it dripped into a place where you don't have to lean from now, Lamashal, you're in the middle of Shlishi and it dripped on Shani, Ain Srichan Lahitzi Sefer Torah Acher. You don't have to take out another Sefer Torah. V'yachayil nismay chalasvara, the kolaroi lebila, Ain bila ma'akevispay. And you can be saimach on the fact that since it could be fixed, so Mimela it's as though it's already fixed, and Mimela, you can continue laning. Aval imu b'makim shetzrichin likreis, but if you're in the middle of Shlishi and it drips, to psukim after where you're up to, so you're going to get up to there in a minute, v'arei asa likreis bal peh, and we know that it's asa to lane from a Sefer Torah bal peh, al kain, tzrichin lahaitzi Sefer Torah acher, paskins the lishka, you have to take out another Sefer Torah. By the way, have a look in the Bir Halacha, in Sif Yud Zayin, that he talks about this case as well. Ayin prima godem arechayim ishbitzayis, Saif Simon Kuf Mem Gimel Ubeir Hetev Sham Sifkot and Tes, that it appears from them that they're makel in this halacha. And in the Prima Godim, he says that the reason why he's makel is because of Kolaroi Lubila. Vitmi Hani ala Magen Avram Sham Sifkot and Dalet, and he says it's a pella on the Magen Avram over there in Sifkot and Dalet that he also discusses the issue of reading from a Sefer Torah Bal Peh, that the Magen Avraham Shaloi Zohar Divrei Rambam in Perek Yud Beis Mehilchos Tefila Halacha Ches Shekos Avda Aser Likrei Shaloi Min Aksav Afilu Teva Achas. So how can the Magen Avraham not have mentioned that Rambam? Zokt the Kesa Sefer Seif Tes Vav Im Nidbak Ois La Ois. Let's say you have an Igia between two Oisiyos. You have a negia between two oisias, and they are both still recognizable. If the dibuk happened before the second ois was complete, there would be no heter. Not that there would be no heter, but we would not be matir one to erase that negia alone. Ela b'shas adchak, unless it's an emergency situation. Kagoin ba'ois min Hashem. So ba'ois min Hashem, you can't just erase as much as you want. So over there, we would be able to be makel to just be mafrid the negia. But otherwise, one would not be able to be makel. V'nirali, duhu adin b'tfilin u'mezuzah k'shekosav la'alon. What would be another example of a shas adchak? If you wrote v'aiter in the tfilin and the mezuzah, so shaloi la tzricha gniza, it's going to be, if you're going to have to be mevatel the tzuras ha'ois, it's going to be a problem of Shalika Sidran. So if you have a choice of putting it in Gniza or being Makel, one could be Makel, but otherwise one should not be Makel. If it's not a Shasat Chak, you should take off the entire Ois Hasheni Shenidbak Lechaveiroi. Aval, Im Nasa Adibuk LaAcher Shenigmar. That's all when it happened before the letter was complete. So over there you should erase the whole thing. But when the Dibuk happened after the Ois was already complete, LaAcher Shenigmar HaOis, Kagain Shekos Avav. For instance, you're writing Avav Eitzel Nun, you're writing Avav after a nun, v'nidbeka havav l'mata etzel anun. So the moish of the nun sticks out a little bit, and when you pull down the yerech of the vav, it bumps into the front of the nun. Yechaylon ligrad es adibuk levada. So in that case, you can just be mafer the negia, v'ein b'zem ishum chaktoiches, and there will not be a problem of chaktoiches. Why not? Kevan shetzuris havav nigmara koidem shenidbeka. Because the vav was already complete when the negia happened. Memela, there was no part of the Vav that was written Bipsul, and therefore you can just erase the Negia. But if somebody, even in that case, is going to be Machmer to erase the entire Vav, Tava Yalav Bracha, Ayin Chakir Vav, where he discusses this entire inyan of how much of an Ois one needs to erase. Says the Kesas and Sift HaZayin, Ve'im La'achar Shekvar Silek Yodoy. Let's say the Sefer already, he lifted up his hand. In other words, he finished the ice. V'gbiya kolmas min ha'ice. Achar kach nidbeku. And then the negia happened after the Sefer already lifted up his hand. Bein sha'adibuku lamata, bein shu lamala. It doesn't make a difference where the negia happened. Goyred, you could just be mafrid the negia, v'ein bekach klum, and it's no problem. V'hu shalai niskalkalu tzuras ha'isis. All this that we discussed in Sif Tezvav and Sif Tezayin is only in a case where there's no Shinoi Tzura of the ice. Aval im Nishtana Tzura Sa'is. But if the ice was Nishtana Mitzura Sa'al Yedei Hadibuk, Bein Ois HaRishayin, Bein Ois HaSheini, Pshita Delay Mahani Greda. So in that case, Avada erasing is not going to help. Meaning erasing the Negiah. You have to fix the letter the way he discussed earlier when he discussed the case of Nafal Tipa and other similar such cases. So in Sif Dalet and Sif Hey, we'll have a look over there where he discusses how one is meant to fix a Negiah when it became a Shinitsura. But when there's no Shinitsura, so again, then it would depend on whether it was Bishask Siva or La'achak Siva.